Welcome to another episode of IDK, Who Needs to Hear This? I am noticing a trend in my podcast. I'm feeling into the energy of what I've created so far. And I'm not sure what collective I'm co-creating with or who exactly is listening or, you know, what entities I'm working with, what gods and goddesses I'm pulling in, what kind of light and dark, you know, aspects that I am tapping into within myself, which is attracting certain other to also be, you know, co-creating with me in this particular project. But I'm noticing there's a lot of anger and a layer of frustration, a layer of like wanting to break through to the other side, wanting to break through some sort of paradigm or threshold is the word I'm looking for. And I don't think this is a bad thing at all. I think this is a beautiful thing. I think this is exactly what the times are calling us to the precipice of. But I have to be honest, I'm not sure this is the energy. I'm not sure this is the energy that I want to keep co-creating in. Like, I'm not exactly in love with this energy. It is, you know, a little spicy or a lot of spicy, depending on your spice tolerance, right? But it's kind of like I've been whipping up dish after dish after dish. And luckily for me, this podcast is not of any high stakes. It's just something I do for fun. So I really get to create and dictate what I want to see in it. But I'm realizing, oh, I kind of want a tone shift. I kind of want to reestablish the parameters for how I'm creating, what I'm creating, and the tonality in which I come to this work from. Because I'm realizing in that energy, it's kind of like pushy, and there's really nothing I want to push onto people. Like, even though the energy is pushy, it's like, I'm not actually trying to push anyone. Everybody's going to come when they're called. You know, they're going to come to this, to the realizations that their soul leads them to in perfect divine timing. And really, there's really nothing to sweat on my end. You know what I mean? Like, usually the part of me that's sweating to get people to understand something or hear me out or anything like that, that usually comes from this kind of like a distorted masculine energy that needs to convince or to fix or to get people to get something. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not sure that's the energy I want to keep creating from. So then in the next reasonable question or the next natural line of inquiry would be like, okay, so then what do I want to create? And what do I want to make? And what energy do I want to... what energy do I want to create for others to receive? And I'm kind of having to get honest, like, okay, maybe the way in which I've been approaching this is not exactly right for me. One of the themes of this season that I've noticed and in working with my guides and some of the collectives I've been working with energetically, I can tell there's the theme of the pivot. It is the season of the pivot. And whether that's like a big pivot or a small pivot, or a drastic one or a, you know, microcosmic one, there seems to be an energy of needing to shift gears, change it up, come from a different place, a different perspective. And I think I'm having to kind of, and I'm doing this with you guys, as you guys may be pivoting as well in any area of your life, you may be asking some of the same questions and some of the same underlying questions. Like, so if I'm not absolutely in love with what I've been creating, then what do I want to create? What is the energy I want to create from? If I've been in the kitchen whipping up dish after dish after dish and I'm tasting them, I'm like, I don't know if I like some of it. Like, there's parts of this work that I'm like, yes. And then there's other parts that I'm like, ooh, I'm not sure I want to keep creating from that. It feels a little abrasive. It feels a little, like, you know, punchy, a little too punchy. And this isn't about, like, wanting to water myself down, but it is to say maybe I've been putting the emphasis on the wrong place. And that's okay, because I'm still figuring this out, and I don't expect myself to get it right on the first, you know, pass, or the first go. And part of the creative process is, okay, like, we don't like what we just created. That's fine. Let's go back to the drawing board. What exactly do I not like about it? I think I don't like the fact that I'm, like, talking at people. And I don't think this is, like, and when you're being talked at on the other side, it feels kind of like talking to your parents who want to berate you, you know, like, it kind of gives off that energy, and it immediately makes me want to put up my guard, and I don't know, it gives off those vibes, and I'm not sure that's the vibe. And I kind of want to give off the vibe of someone a lot more grounded and in my seat of power, which is interesting because I feel like the last 6 episodes have been very powerful episodes, but not really, because I feel like there was an underlying belief that, like, people didn't want to hear what I had to say, so I had to talk at people to get them to understand me. And I think that carries over into, like, a larger energy of how I've been feeling on social media, which is, like, I feel like I have to get people to hear me, and part of my inner child feels unheard, so there's another part of me that wants to come in and kind of overcompensate for that and, like, overdo it. And I'm like, that's not really who I am. And I haven't really been vulnerable about my journey, and I haven't really talked about myself in the ways that I think I really want to share myself. I think I kind of put myself in this, like, spiritual authority role, which I hate, by the way. I hate the like, hierarchical or even authoritarian, like, energy. I'm more speaking from, like, I feel responsible for this particular role to play, and so I've been, like, really playing into that very, like, in a way that's kind of like, this is who I am, so I have to be like this. But lately I've been getting a lot of messages about, like, well, no, you being just your most expressed, authentic, honest, vulnerable self is service. You don't have to make service something that you're, you know, drawing all of these boxes for what service looks like and then fitting yourself into them. It's like, no, like, you just living your life is a form of service. You just speaking into the mic because you want to and you feel like it, and you don't really even have a topic that you have to dissect, or you have, you know, these 10 points you want to make, and just speaking freely and being honest about your experience and your journey. What if that is service, right? What if that's what people need to hear? What if IDK, who needs to hear this, right? I don't know who needs to hear this. So maybe me just being myself is exactly what someone needs to hear. Like, for example, I haven't even talked about, like, the fact that I have been in my fun employment era for, like, what? Almost, I think, like, 7 months now I have been in my fun employment era. And, like, all of the things that come with that and all of the cool parts and the not-so-cool parts. Or the fact that I'm, like, a childless millennial and I have no plans on having kids, getting married. I don't believe in those things for myself. I kind of don't believe them. I don't believe in the concept of marriage. You know, like, I'm living a very interesting lifestyle, I think, for a lot of people to be able to see that it's totally possible to be fulfilled and in love with life without having the things that the stock photo image that you have of someone who should be happy should look like. You know, like, I don't have that kind of life. And I am very happy with the way that I'm conducting things. But, you know, my choices have their own kinds of consequences, for better or for worse, right? And we all do. But I haven't really gone into, like, my personal experience. And maybe that's weird to just start yelling at people, not yelling, but, like, telling people how to live, or, like, expressing these very lofty concepts around life and, like, you know, spirituality and how the, you know, known universe is operating and all of that, when I haven't even said hello. It's like, you gotta buy your date lunch first before you try it. You know what I mean? It's like, you gotta start somewhere. And I really haven't started somewhere that I feel like is authentic to who I am. Like, if I'm being really honest, obviously spirituality is a big part of my life, but it's not the only thing. And if I'm, and I don't want to put myself in a straitjacket, right? Like, they even say niching down is, like, now they're saying niching down is a very constraining way to be, that, you know, obviously applies to, and I'm taking that advice and I'm now, you know, applying it to a broader, like, way of how I relate to myself and how I want to show up. And I'm like, well, I just want to be more of an authentic version of myself than I was before. And I'm not saying I haven't been authentic. It's just I haven't been open and honest and real about, like, my life. I just start babbling right into, like, some big ol' numinous topic, which there's nothing wrong with that, again, but it just feels like I'm doing it from a place of, like, this is what I think service looks like, or this is what I think people want to hear or need to hear, rather than just, like, riffing and not being so strict with myself about what I think that should look like. And I think it also means for me to not take this role so seriously, because it's not that serious, and to not take myself so seriously. Sometimes it's fun to just exercise my agency and to deconstruct something that I've been doing for the last, who knows, 6 years, 6 weeks. Doesn't matter? No, it doesn't. Not really. Not in the grand scheme of things. And the background I have here on my computer is the Grand Canyon. And just the how many thousands and thousands of years of sediment you can see, the layers and the layers and the layers of rock. To think on that timetable, to come back here and realize, oh my God, I'm stressing about pivoting this, which is going to, you know, hopefully change the course of things. Obviously, it will change something. But in the grand scheme of the Grand Canyon, it's like, damn. It's kind of meta, but it puts everything into perspective of, like, okay, I'm making something into something of a bigger deal than it probably needs to be. And pivots are just a natural part of our lives. That's all I got this week. I hope this change of energy is refreshing for you. Anyways, thank you for listening, and I will catch you next week.